Now, every Tuesday on Kilkenny's Day, as you know at this stage, we have our astronomy slot with editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, who keeps us up to date every week on all that's going on above us. David, you're very welcome to Kilkenny today.
Thank you very much indeed, and Happy New Year to everyone listening in.
And thank you indeed. We'll get the niceties out of the way. First of all, how was your Christmas, David?
Personally, very good. Not enough clear skies, though. We could have done with a few more, especially all those poor people who got telescopes and perhaps haven't been able to use them, certainly not in anger yet.
Yeah.
But the whole of the year ahead of us.
And we'll come to them people shortly. But look, there'll be better days ahead, as they say. Now, before we go on, because there's something happening right now, maybe, and you'll tell me a little bit about more this, that is the aurora forecast for this evening. Is that gone, or what way are we looking at that, the aurora?
No, we predicted it yesterday on our social media and updated it today that it had just begun around sunset, 4 o'clock or so. So the radiation from the sun that was blasted out on the 29th of December has reached the Earth. The predictions can never be, they're not as easy as, say, eclipses and other things where we can get them spot on. This is space weather. You've got weather, there's always a certain element of doubt. But it has actually arrived. The satellites are monitoring the particles coming into the Earth's magnetic field are showing that the magnetic field is lighting up and it's moving south. So if anybody has a clear sky, getting dark enough now, they should go out and look north. And this is expected to be a big one. So it could actually be overhead, not just low in the north. So we want the whole country out watching for the northern lights tonight. It could even last till tomorrow. It can come and go as well. So if you see nothing, do keep checking. And if you get a great picture or even just see it, we want a report for Astronomy Ireland magazine. So the website, astronomy.ie, that's where you go and send them into the magazine there. You'll see the magazine details in the contact section. We'll publish your best picture.
Okay, so that's the aurora, the northern lights, that may be seeable, may be viewable from now, because it's gone dark now, and people need to go out and look north, as you say. Now.
Yeah, I mean, a fantastic start to the year if it lasts overnight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, David.
I've seen 10 displays of the northern lights roughly this year from Ireland, and that's with the Irish weather. Now, a few of them were just on cameras that are more sensitive, low in the north, but the big ones were May and October. One of the best in 500 years in May made the front page.
Absolutely.
Of Astronomy Ireland magazine. So it'd be nice if we got that to kick off the year, but we'll be happy with anything.
And I mean, as you say, in the weather that we get in Ireland, to be able to see that amount of them in the whole year is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're into aurora season now. The next 3 years, we're at solar maximum, and the northern lights peak at this after the solar maximum. That's the maximum number of sunspots.
That's what we're going to adjust. So solar maximum is the maximum number of solar spots.
Yes, an 11-year cycle, and the number of spots goes up and down over this 11 years, and we just, more or less, we think we've hit the peak. You can't really tell till it's over. So there were certainly lost last year. This year, 2025 is supposed to be the peak, but you can never be absolutely certain of the year. It looks like we're more or less there.
And what is actually a solar spot? What is it?
Well, a sunspot is an area of the sun's surface where the temperature's dropped a bit because the sun is a huge ball of white-hot incandescent gas. It's called plasma. It's actually hotter than a welding torch. And that causes a lot of magnetic fields as the sun rotates. It takes about 27 days or so, about 4 weeks to rotate. And this wraps the magnetic fields around the sun, and after 11 years, they start snapping. And where the magnetic fields block the hot material from bubbling up from below, that part cools down a little bit, from that maybe 5,000 to 3,000 degrees Celsius. And they're not glowing as bright, so they appear dark compared to the rest of the sun's surface. So it's telling us that there are crazy magnetic fields going on in the sun, and when they reconnect, they can release vast amounts of energy that send these radiation showers our way. So every 11 years, this is going to happen.
Okay. Now, David, over the next number of weeks, the skies are ablaze with planets. Do you want to bring us through some of what's happening right now and over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, we're absolutely spoiled in the early part of 2025. So first up is Venus. If it's clear now, you'll see it blazing in the south. It's the brightest thing in the sky. You can't miss it. And it's going to get better all during January and into February. And then just to its upper left is actually the planet Saturn, plainly visible to naked eye. And on Saturday night, in the evening, 5 o'clock-ish, when everybody's out and about, and no work or schools, not even late anyway, the moon's going to pass in front of Saturn. And that's happening in the evening sky, fairly high up. I've run the computer simulations 200 years into the future, and I can't find a better one than this. So this is definitely once-in-a-lifetime view. Let's hope for clear skies. All you've got to do is find the moon. You'll see Saturn with the naked eye stuck on the upper left edge of the moon. It's a great diagram in Astronomy Island magazine if you've got it. And if you're watching with the naked eye, Saturn will slowly fade away over a few seconds as the moon's dark edge creeps over it. If you've got a binoculars or telescope, especially a telescope, you'll see the rings of Saturn as it slips behind the moon. But you'll see it with the naked eye, with binoculars, and with a telescope, because it's a thin crescent moon. After 5 o'clock, I'd be watching from sunset as the sky darkens, see how soon you can pick up Saturn. And then 10 past, 5 past, quarter past, depends where you are in Ireland, the moon will slip in front of Saturn. It comes out the other side as Saturn gets a bit lower, around about the quarter past 6 mark, but that'll be happening at the bright edge of the moon. So that's harder to see. You need a telescope for that bit. But the best bit, the naked eye. So Saturday night, don't do anything between 5 and 6 o'clock. Except watch the moon.
Okay, okay. And then on the 3rd, it's on Friday then, Venus will be extremely close to the moon, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. So the moon and Venus are the two brightest things in the sky. So when they get close, you can't get anything more spectacular than that in the night sky. And they actually have a very close pairing on Friday night. So as soon as it gets dark on Friday after the sun sets, look out for Venus sitting just above the moon. I mean, you won't be able to miss it. It'll be happening in the south. People out walking the dog are going to wonder, what's that bright thing sitting above the moon? It wasn't there last night. So that can be photographed with a camera phone. We want people to send us their best picture to Astronomy Island magazine. Again, details on astronomy.ie, where to send them, and we'll publish the best pictures that we get. But at least get the whole family out and watch that on Friday night, and then again on Saturday night to watch Saturn going behind the moon. Venus won't go behind the moon on Friday, but Saturn will on Saturday. So there's two nights with incredibly rare and spectacular events. And then you're asking about the other planets. Jupiter is high up in the south all night long. If you've got a telescope, you can see its moons and cloud belts. With the naked eye, it's one of the brightest things in the sky. It's like when Venus goes down around 8 o'clock, Jupiter dominates the sky for the rest of the night until dawn. And there's Mars then rising over in the east. And Mars is at its closest in the next few days. It only comes close every 26 months. And this is the month, well, January is officially the month, when it's at its very closest, but to all intents, it's as close today as it will be on January 12th, when it's at its technically closest. So the next month, as I said, just ablaze with evening planets. Venus, Saturn, Jupiter and Mars, in that order as you go from where the sun sets, moving leftwards.
And I was looking at footage from Curiosity not only footage but sound as well from Mars. I mean, how far is Mars away from Ireland or from the Earth?
When it's at very closest on January the 12th, 69 million kilometers. It can come closer than that, but on this particular occasion, that's the closest it's going to be since 26 months ago. And going forward 26 more months. So that's why it's so bright in the sky, nearly rivaling Jupiter and brighter than the brightest stars in the sky, and a distinct orange-red color because of those sandy deserts that are covering Mars. It definitely looks orangey-red to the naked eye. So, you know, you've got all of January to see that. So it'll be near the moon later in January. We'll cover that in future programs when they get extremely close. Back in February, Mars almost passes behind the moon. So there are lots of spectacular sights coming up with Mars over the next few months while it's close to the Earth. So 69 million kilometres sounds quite a long way away, but in astronomy that's just a stone's throw.
Yeah. Now, David, the quadrantid meteor shower.
Sorry, by the way, I said 69, I meant 96. I'm getting a bit dyslexic in my old age. So for Mars, it's 96
million kilometers away.
Million kilometers, yeah.
Now, did we didn't talk about the quadranted meteor shower, did we?
Quadranted, yeah. Yeah, this is an unusual meteor shower. The best one's the one in December, the Geminids, and followed by the Perseids in August. But the quadrantids, they peak very fast, in just a few hours. So the stream of debris that's in space that we slam through must be very narrow, and only really lasts 3 hours either side of the maximum. The maximum's 3 p.m. Irish time. That means it could be all over by 6 p.m. as the sky is getting dark. But it's never an exact thing with these meteor showers. So if you're interested, on Friday night, when you're out watching Venus near the moon, just keep an eye out for an excess of meteors. They can produce up to 80 per hour. And there have been outbursts in the past. So it's well worth keeping an eye out, because you've got this excuse to be outside watching Venus near the moon. And by the time it gets really dark, say 10, 11 o'clock late at night, the quadrantids will definitely be over. So a very unusual meteor shower. We'd really prefer it happened a few hours later, so Ireland would get a really good view when it's gotten completely dark, and we get to see the whole six-hour show.
Now, you mentioned earlier about all those young people who may have got a telescope from Santa or whatever over the Christmas period, and that they might be a little bit despondent about the weather. Give them a G up there now as to that they will get the value out of looking through their telescope at some point.
Yeah, well, a telescope should last a lifetime, so the Irish weather will average out in the coming months. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. There are 3 eclipses we're going to see this year from Ireland. Hopefully all of them will be clear, but at least one should. There's 3 super moons later in the year. There's comets coming as well. The planets are fantastic early in the year. So the thing to do, though, is if you didn't already get a subscription to Astronomy Ireland magazine, I know I'm plugging our own magazine, but really you do need it, because unless you've got an expert to tell you exactly what to see each evening, you won't know. And people can miss things like, did everybody know Venus is going to be near the moon on Friday? That Saturn's going to go behind the moon on Saturday? And what's happening with Mars during the rest of the month, and indeed in February? And all these other things that are coming along. So let Astronomy Ireland be your guide. There's no sense. It'd be like having a car for touring and then not having a map of the country with all the tourist spots marked on it.
Okay.
So, you know, we tell people what to see with the naked eye, a pair of binoculars, and a little bit for telescopes. What about an expert group? Well, very much for beginners. And there's even a big event on January 22nd. If you can't figure out how to either assemble the telescope out of the box or how to use it, you can bring it along to our headquarters in Dublin, January 22nd. You'll see it on the website, and we'll either assemble it for you or certainly show you how to use it.
Okay. And other events then you've come up include your annual New Year public lecture on January the 13th. What's it about?
Yeah, exactly. So we have online, this is online, so everyone in the country can avail of this. And as well as that then, we've got our evening classes beginning on January 29th, and you can enroll for those now. But the New Year lecture, to watch in the comfort of your own home, it's going to be given by a UK expert. The great thing about doing them online is they can zoom in. And Dr. Peter Allen, who's from the Rutherford Abbott Laboratory in Oxford, don't worry what that means, black holes, dark matter, and dark energy. And so he works in this field, so he knows the very latest research. We're beginning to get some ideas of what dark matter might be, but we know most universes made up of this dark energy stuff, and they almost have no idea, certainly not for sure, what it is, but there are a number of theories. So we've got a world-class expert who's going to explain it to people who don't have any education in science in hopefully nice, simple terms for our New Year lecture on Monday, January 13th. So you can book tickets for that
now. What time is that, Alice?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
So it won't interfere with school or work the next day. It'll be all over by... usually talk for about an hour, including taking questions.
And tickets on...
by 8:30.
Yeah, tickets on the website?
Astronomy.ie for your tickets now.
Right, so and people need to get in there and get them tickets, and especially the one for Astronomy for Beginners as well on the 29th, which is enrolling now.
Yeah, thousands of people have taken those classes over the decades, because, you know, we designed them for beginners. We're the world's most popular astronomy society. We think we know what we're doing, and if you want to find out, come along and do the classes. They're online as well, so you can do them anywhere in the country. And they've been tailored for people who have no knowledge of maths or science. Yep. So there's lots of things you can go about, from learning your way around the sky to black holes, dark matter and dark energy, the Big Bang, all the planets, the stars, how they work, and all points in between. So it's 8 weeks, 2 hours one night a week on a Wednesday night. And at the end of it, you certainly should know the state of play with what we know about the universe.
And finally, just a reminder, if you want to really see the big telescopes and the headquarters, that's on January the 22nd to watch the Mars Watch. And that's at the Astronomy Headquarters.
That's it, yeah. It's a double event in that Mars happens to be at its closest, as I said, of 26 months in January. So we always, after Christmas, do a telescope, Christmas telescope workshop to help people who've got telescopes and don't know what to do with them. So we'd have experts there, regardless of the weather, showing people how to use their telescopes. But then we'll have our own telescopes as well. So if you didn't get a telescope, come along, because we're going to show you Mars up close like you've never seen it before in your life. You'd see the polar caps, the dark markings on the surface. Okay. I'm lucky to have a big telescope, and I've seen these already. And Mars will be a little bit closer by then.
Okay, we have to leave it there. We have to leave it there. Editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, thank you as always for joining me on Kilkenny today. And a very, very happy new year to you and yours. And all the best of luck to Astronomy Ireland in 2025. And I'll talk to you again next week.
Looking forward to it. To astronomy.ie, and happy new year.
Okay, take care.